There is, it seems, plenty to talk about when we're talking about Bill Gates. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 17th day of May. Thanks, as always, for being here. And you did file your taxes, right? Hey, with that shortage of chickens, what's going on? No chicken wings, no chicken fingers, no... We'll share what we learned. And the worst company in America is, we'll tell you about that, the tweet that sent Bitcoin down. The streaming war just got hotter today. More national chains are dropping mask mandates where they can. We've got the Wall Street Report and the retraining of retail workers. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychex company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, Hunter Pease, thank you for that, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and you can follow us on Twitter. Do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Business Insider is reporting on the Bill Gates persona, and it makes for an interesting story. For decades, Bill Gates has crafted the public persona of a nerdy but pleasant philanthropist. In contrast with the likes of Tesla's Elon Musk and Twitter's Jack Dorsey, Gates was likable, relatable, non-threatening. Gates continued to cultivate this personality, pledging to give away half of his wealth through the Giving Pledge and investing heavily in healthcare and addressing the climate crisis through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and his money multiplied. But new reports about the tech founder in the wake of his pending divorce from his wife of 27 years offers a less than flattering picture of the man. Reports from the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal indicate that Gates at times treated the workplace like a pickup spot, making advances towards women who worked for him. The idea that Gates viewed the workplace as a trolling ground for dates may not come as a surprise, considering the origins of his marriage. Gates met and then began dating Melinda French in 1987, after she took a job as a marketing manager at Microsoft. Recent ties to Jeffrey Epstein and others are putting cracks in the persona that was so carefully crafted. You've no doubt heard there's a shortage of chicken. Chicken wings, chicken tenders, chicken. So what's all this about? Well, Eat This, Not That is reporting that the chicken shortage started way back in February, and we now know why. Tyson, the world's second largest processor of chicken, beef, and pork, says it's all due to the high demand right now, but also because of its roosters. Yeah, roosters. The company switched its male roosters earlier this year, but ultimately there have been fewer eggs and lower hatch rates. It estimates the problem accounts for about 50% of the shortage. Those roosters are now being replaced by the old ones, which is a time-consuming process. CNN says the company has not shared what will happen to the roosters that did not meet the demand. Yikes. Other factors like the extreme popularity of fast food chicken sandwiches and even the recent winter storms in Texas have also jammed up supply. So now you know. Blame it on the roosters. A recent poll tells us what company you think is the worst company in all of America. Wall Street 24/7 is reporting that the Harris Poll, one of the oldest, most widely regarded polling companies in the nation, has done a company reputation survey every year for decades. Well, recently, it began to do the same poll in tandem with media company Axios. The findings for the 2021 Axios Harris Poll 100 have now been released. The poll centered on respondents' impressions using seven metrics: citizenship, ethics, culture, trust, vision, growth, and products and services. And the survey says, on a scale where 100 is the best possible score, Patagonia finished first at 82.7, up an extraordinary 31 places from the same survey of last year. By almost any measure, Patagonia is a small clothing retail company. It's surprising that enough Americans know its name to make it on the list at all. Last year, it had revenues of less than $1 billion. Meanwhile, at the bottom of the list of 100 companies with a score of 56.9 is the Trump Organization. It's the business arm of many of the former president's commercial operations. Almost the entire portfolio of assets held by the Trump Organization is real estate, ranging from golf courses and hotels to residential and commercial buildings. Again, an odd conclusion. While Trump may be abhorred by much of the nation, 74 million people voted for him, and he still today holds sway over the Republican Party. Today we watched Bitcoin plunge in value, going down 35% from the April high and cratering at $42,185. What happened? Well, Business Insider is reporting that the world's most traded cryptocurrency plunged after Elon Musk replied, quote, indeed, end quote, to a Twitter post that said, quote, Bitcoiners are going to slap themselves next quarter when they find out Tesla dumped the rest of their Bitcoin holdings, end quote. But Bitcoin then rebounded somewhat when Musk tweeted, quote, to clarify speculation, Tesla has not sold any Bitcoin, end quote. The token was still down for the day by 8.7%. See what happens when just an errant tweet goes out there? Bitcoin has fallen sharply in recent days after Musk, previously one of its biggest cheerleaders, appeared to turn his back on the cryptocurrency. Proof that the streaming war is heating up, and it was on full display today as the merger of Discovery and Warner Media became public, and AT&T said it's divesting to focus on 5G. The deal that still requires regulatory approval is valued at $43 billion. The Associated Press is reporting that the companies are essentially placing a $43 billion bet that they'll still be in the mix when consumers decide how to spend their monthly entertainment budgets. Warner Media and Discovery both launched their own streaming services, HBO Max and Discovery Plus, within the past 2 years. It's still not clear whether the merger will result in a single streaming service or several bundled together, but it will have a vast array of content to offer up, scripted and reality TV, movies, sports, including the NBA and NCAA men's basketball tournament, and of course news with CNN. Two words, stay tuned. Since last Thursday, following the surprise decision of the CDC to cut back on mask requirements for fully vaccinated individuals, more companies are saying they will no longer require them in their stores. Today, Target said it will stop requiring fully vaccinated customers and workers to wear masks, except where it's required by local ordinances. Meanwhile, the company is giving employees paid time off to get the COVID-19 vaccine shot and has arranged appointments with CVS stores at Target locations. Walmart has said that fully vaccinated customers can go maskless and fully vaccinated associates will not need to wear a mask at work. That all starts tomorrow. Spokespeople for Lyft and Uber noted their own policies weren't changing because the updated CDC guideline still says fully vaccinated people should wear a mask on public transportation. Both companies are providing free rides to vaccination sites through the 4th of July. But, and you knew there would be one, so how do we know who is and who is not fully vaccinated? Good question, right? Well, it was another down day on Wall Street, but it could have been worse. Wall Street was pulled down once again by tech stocks as inflation fears once again gripped investors. Of the 11 major S&P sectors that declined, technology and consumers were among the biggest losers. The Dow came off its low intraday level to close down by 54 points at 34,327. The NASDAQ was off by 50 points to end the trade at 13,379, and the S&P 500 fell by 10 points to 4,163. Walmart, Home Depot, and Macy's are set to report earnings tomorrow, with Target, Ralph Lauren, and TIX due later in the week. And finally, there is this. Several retailers are retraining staff to fill skill gaps as they struggle to hire during the pandemic's accelerated shift into e-commerce. Levi's, Verizon, and convenience store chain Choice Market are among those to launch internal training programs to fill e-commerce analysis, coding, and data science roles. A pre-pandemic report by consultancy agent That would be McKinsey and Company, shows that replacing an employee costs an average of 20 to 30% of an annual salary compared to retraining and retaining an employee, which is less than 10% of pay. Yes, it is just like in business. It will cost you much more to acquire a new customer than it costs you to keep your current customers satisfied and on board. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're hearing right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.